In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace is one of those words like love that a lot of people use, but a lot of people don't know what it means. You know, you have that wretched peace sign that is made an appearance again. You know, you've heard the college kids have trigger words and things that make them want to go to their safe spaces and things like that. My trigger is that peace sign, because whenever I see it, I remember the bozos who called my dad and guys like him baby killers back in the day. So I really wish that thing would go away and stay away. And people say, well, we need peace, and they think peace is just the absence of conflict, that if no one's smacking each other, then it's peace. And that's really not what peace is in the sense that our Lord is talking about it. Just as warm fuzzies are not love in the sense of what the sacred scripture talks about. True peace, the peace of our Lord, is everything being ordered correctly. It is things being as God ordained them in the beginning. And so our Lord comes to bring peace. Yes. How? Through his restoration of the world. By his death and resurrection, we have true peace, because then we can be freed from sin. Because sin is the root of all unholy conflict. It's the root of all conflict. And once sin is taken care of, there will be no conflict. Now you say, well, I'm not sinning, and I have conflicts with other people. Well, it's not your own sin that's causing a conflict. In that case, it's someone else's. And so in this world, we will not be free from conflict. That's what our Lord meant when he said, I have not come to bring peace, but the sword. But he does give us peace if we let him. If we listen to his word, if we follow him, if we conform our hearts and our minds to his teaching, then we'll have true peace regardless of what is going on around us. Because we'll know that these things pass away. But with our hearts and minds focused and fixed upon heaven, nothing will be able to disturb us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.